Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the campfire. I just love hearing those campfire sounds. Huh, Volger Vogger?
Oh, they're
great.
We've
got whippoorwills and turkeys and campfire sounds. We're back in the bunker. I'm here with Peanut, Matty G, and the Volger Vogger, back from the Missouri Ozarks. Wow, what a good time down there getting things ready for hunting camp, doing some brush hogging and stuff, things like that, cleaning up roads, working on equipment, cutting grass. Busy, busy, busy. What are you laughing at?
I'm just thinking of one of my favorite stories of yours is the bonfire up at Kirksville. with Doc, sometimes you got to figure out a way you got to tell
okay. He goes a totally different direction.
Right.
I've got a way, you know, I've got my Thomas Coffee, and it's not just a shameless plug. I do have my Thomas Coffee and my Orca cup from the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. How's that? How's that for a shameless plug this morning by the campfire? And great show lineup coming for you. This is our fall seminar program. We're going to do this for the next couple of weeks. We've got lots of fall turkey hunting information. Nobody seems to be covering fall turkey hunting anymore. It's like everybody's doing brush carp and deer, souped up billy goats, and don't talk much about fall hunting. And we're going to do that through this show.
It's just like a rebirth of things, right?
And then the Missouri Outdoor Communicators has got their convention going on out at, was that Bolivar? How do you say that?
Bolivar.
I don't know how to say it. And we're going to get the one and only Outdoor Guide Magazine guru and
Woo-hoo!
Get a report from MOC. We're going to play a few hunts. And then we're going to do some seminar series stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun, a great show.
Do you know what else is? Since you're giving a rebirth to this weekend, you know, we want to wish you a happy birthday.
Huh, not yet.
Monday?
You know too much. You better stay off of Facebook. Oh, no. You guys are pretty sneaky. I got a birthday cake. Thank you, guys. That's pretty awesome.
And he asked me
what are you trying to do, get me to tear up this morning?
You know, I didn't know about you. What did you ask me?
Oh, I was told when we were out in the process of looking at cake, the past years we've kind of gotten the sheet cake, and I was like, well, let's maybe change it up. Is there anything in particular you like special?
Uh-oh.
So we went with like a whole variety of stuff,
yeah,
too.
So
like, if you got red velvet, there's carrot cake, there's chocolate cake, there's caramel cake.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
When he asked me, I said, anything that comes from the oven.
Yes, yeah. Which was a dynamite help.
All right, I'm going to read my card. Got you this designer birthday card for a fraction of what it would normally cost because it has a slight flaw in it. I'm almost afraid to open this, guys. Merry Christmas is upside down. Happy birthday anyway. Oh, the Vogler, Kevy Kev, and Matty G. Thank you, guys. That's really awesome.
No, I'll put a picture of me from before the show in there. I forgot to put that in, but you know.
Yeah, you need to put that in there.
No, I know.
You gotta see Matt
that's the gift
pulling off his
thinking.
Jacket. He had a pullover this morning, pulled it off, and he was about half naked in here, and You know, we had to keep the fans away from the windows.
I'm gonna say, yeah, you should see what happens after you guys leave and the yard sale leaves, and it's just me by myself.
We're going to play a turkey hunt here in just a minute, but I'm going to tell you, I mentioned at the start of the show about being down in the Ozarks, and I was out there with Peanut, and Marty was on the big brush hog, and we had a Massey Ferguson we had to have worked on, and we had to go pick up the small lawn tractor. You know, all the things you got to do before hunting season, get the roads clean, brush hog the food plots and the big fields. We leave edge cover, a lot of edge cover for the critters, and do all those things. Well, I was out there working, and I started feeling an itch. I went to put gas in the Massey Ferguson, and I pulled up my bib overalls and pulled my socks down. There was like thousands of seed ticks. So they are still bad out there, and they're little bitty guys, smaller than a pinhead. So I had nothing with me, so I got in the back of the Jeep, and I found some DEET, and I rolled up my pants leg and sprayed DEET all over them and all over my legs, keeping from climbing north. I don't want them north and the inside of my pants until I could get someplace. And when I got the Jeep and went back over to where the other vehicles were, I found some duct tape. And here's a good thing for you to do. I've done this for years. I took all my clothes off, standing out in a pasture, and I took duct tape, and I got rid of all of them, boys and girls. Take duct tape, stick duct tape to your leg, and the ticks stick to them, and you pull them off. That's how I got them off. And I'm clean. I have no – and they didn't get to go north. So that's a good tip for you hunters out there. If you get a bunch of those ticks like that, don't try to hand pick them. Get some tape, adhesive tape, and get them off.
And, well, the other thing about this, it's not just a joke anymore, getting the ticks off. One of my friends got that Texas tick fever.
Yeah, I still got crap from Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
And he's now allergic to beef. This he was allergic to all
awesome
meat.
Cake.
But he's eating some now, some kind of meats. But I can't ever imagine you not being able to eat meat.
Okay. We're doing a fall turkey hunting seminar thing, and I'm going to do a variety of different. I got one little short hunt, just a little over a minute here. My good friend Pat Leonard, lifelong friend, we went to Johnson Mountain and walked into a place we hadn't hunted in 30 years and hit a call. This happens to be hens and poults, not a scatter. Most people, if they know anything about fall hunting, are related to scattering turkeys. We have a scatter hunt with Bobby Whitehead later, but this is just set up and call the turkeys in, and we're going to play that for you as part of our seminar series to lead into the rest of the information on how to do the calls and stuff that we're using in this hunt. So Maddie, go ahead and play that hunt with Pat.
We'll probably make a call right here someplace.
I'm whistling. That's called a kiki. And the reason the audio sounds different when I whistle, but it's louder when you hear the turkeys, because it knocks the mic down, because I got the mic right there. That's the hardest thing to do video and audio with, calling turkeys. That's a hen yapping. And then that's me on the glass call. This is fall calling. It's how we call. Movement call, find the turkeys, get a response, set up and call them in. A lot of people don't realize you can call fall turkeys. Anybody can do that whistle. That's just a young bird whistle. I'm just doing it, you know, like that. See, she's getting excited. She thinks I'm a hen and I have some poults. She's going to come and see me. She don't know she's going to the black box in camp. A little garlic, salt, and pepper. Melted butter.
Oh.
See him.
Safety.
Shoot.
Uh-oh, they saw us.
Shoot him.
They saw us. The other one's still coming down the hill.
You got one. Did I? Yeah, get down there.
He looked back at me like he didn't know if he killed the turkey. I said, you got one. I did? Sounds like a Vogelbacher.
Bum-bum-bum-bum. Bad to the bone. Well, here we are back in the Ozarks. Still got turkeys coming back. Our first set of calls, fall turkeys. We come in and camp this afternoon, got our camp set up, came over to this old ridge that we've hunted 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And our first setup called in a whole flock of young turkeys. It was awesome. So we started off our season really good. Thanksgiving dinner. Here you go.
There we go. How about that hunt? And when we come back on the other side, we're going to call our good friend, Mr. Bobby Whitehead, down at MOC, Missouri Outdoor Communicators, and get a report from him. We got a little hunt we're going to do with Bobby as well. So Ooh-hoo. With that, we'll see you all on the other side.
Joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She
could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.